It's 72 degrees and mostly sunny in Nashville. We've got about a 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms this afternoon. Good morning. I'm Nina Cardona. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 6:04. The Memphis Safe Task Force is under scrutiny for two deadly officer-involved shootings in 4 days. In the wake of the deadly shootings, Memphis District Attorney Steve Mulroy points to the way officers are trained. In trainings he observed by the group Force Science, Mulroy says instructors mocked the concept of de-escalation and referenced the prosecution of the officers accused of killing George Floyd and Eric Garner as witch hunts. Other Tennessee DAs have rejected Mulroy's statement, calling it reckless. Some current and former members of the Tennessee District Attorney's General's Conference say Mulroy's comments undermine prosecutors and promote a political ideology. They say whether an officer involved in a shooting is guilty should be determined by the law. Memphis officers accused of killing Tyree Nichols were acquitted for his death, but convicted of witness tampering. They face another trial after alleged bias from the first trial's judge. A metro agency is going public with its questions about a recent report on Nashville's place with policing and technology. For WPLN News, Emily West breaks down the criticism in the open letter from the Metro Human Relations Commission.
The independent nonprofit Nashville Police and Public Safety Alliance crafted a comparison report of 10 cities, which the commission says isn't an equitable way to analyze. It looked how those places use different forms of technology in tandem with police departments. Per the report, Nashville doesn't have many of the tools used in similarly sized cities, but the commission says this is actually on purpose, because Metro Council policies are designed to be diligent with decisions involving what police can purchase. The Human Relations Commission openly criticizes using license plate readers, a piece of technology police want, but council won't fund. Metro also doesn't have a gunshot detection system. The letter goes on to condemn the report's lack of looking at symptoms of crime, as well as concerns that technology could widen a chasm of disparity among the city's most vulnerable communities. It calls for a more collaborative process to discuss policing and technology. Emily West, WPLN News.
Christian musician Sean Foyt returned to Nashville last night, nearly 6 years after staging a controversial concert on the city's courthouse steps in protest of COVID-related church closures. An estimated 10,000 people attended the outdoor concert in October 2020 at a time when Nashville's churches were able to meet in person again. Foyt returned to play the Ryman Auditorium, writing on X that the Ryman was initially built for worship, not entertainment. You'll find more news anytime at WPLN.org. This is Nashville's local news and NPR station, 90.3 WPLN News.